Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Andrew Sherman being back on the show. Andrew is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back many, many years, way more than a decade. He's the author of a number of books, including Buying for Impact, including Essays on Governance, including Harvesting Intangible Assets, including the Bible on Franchises and Licensing, which has that title, and also Mergers and Acquisitions. He's an attorney, one of the top attorneys in the world, and certainly in our Brain Trust. And he's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Always great to be here with your listeners and help and support small businesses around the country.
As you always do. Andrew, folks, Andrew's father passed away this week. And so I've asked Andrew, we're going to take one segment, as you've heard me do in the past. We've honored the lives of other loved ones of our Brain Trust members in the past. And your father's name was Sheldon, Andrew.
That's correct.
And you lost him on Sunday. And I'd like to take a segment and honor him and get you to tell us a little bit about him.
Sure. We grew up in Philadelphia. My dad, very relevant for today's show and for your audience, tried to start a number of small businesses. I guess he was an entrepreneur at heart. As a kid, I used to help him do his business plans and market research and product demonstrations. And, you know, as early as 7 or 8 years old, I helped him with his businesses, many of which did not work out as planned. You know, but in life we learn from our mm-hmm. failures, we learn from the things that don't work out, and mm-hmm. I think in terms of our relationships with our parents, I think this applies to probably everybody listening, including yourself. You try and learn from both their successes and their failures. You learn from their positives and their negatives.
Yep.
And, you know, if you laid me down on a couch and tried to psychoanalyze me, you'd figure out that, hey, I've spent my whole life, you know, helping businesses and business leaders and owners avoid some of the mistakes that I watched my dad make growing up. And, you know, it's not easy to kind of analysis would be done at that point. So I want to honor him, I guess, by reminding all of us that, you know, we got to keep trying. We got to dust ourselves off. We got to keep at it. And at the same time, if at some point it looks like entrepreneurship is not for you, you know, get a job.
it's not for everybody. If there's one thing, you know, I have two missions here, two fundamental missions here on the show, Andrew. One is to help small business owners, entrepreneurs accomplish their dreams, and the other one is to talk people out of it who don't belong in it.
But you know what? The funny thing is we've never, in all the years I've been on the show, we've never talked about the latter part. Mm-hmm. And that latter part, which I'm, you know, maybe you cover with other guests.
I talk about it all the time, yeah.
Yeah, but it's an important message. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't mean to sound like, you know, the guy raining on someone's parade, but, you know, entrepreneurship and running your own small business is hard work.
It's the hardest job in the world. Being a small business CEO is harder than being the CEO of Exxon.
Exactly. And so, you know, to right up until my father's deathbed, there was always, you know, the next venture, the next big thing, the
hopes,
next thing.
Well, he was ever hopeful, wasn't he?
Yeah. But I think, you know, at some point you sort of, you know, turn in your running shoes and say, okay, maybe getting a job would be a good
idea. But think about, what is it about your father? You know, we're all products of our parents. And so, you know, I look back and I think about what part of me is my father and what part mm-hmm. of me is my mother. What would you say is part of you as your father?
Well, it's funny. My wife said to me the other day, she says, you know, your dad would have been an amazing maitre d'. You know, he loved he loved many people, and he was loved by many people, and people liked him. He was a nice guy. He was a good guy. In Jewish, we say, Yiddish, we say he was a mensch, you know, and he was a mensch, and he deserves that to be part of his memory, you know, you all of us owe it to ourselves and to our families to leverage the skill sets that we have, and, you know, I think that he had many skill sets that, in retrospect, could have been leveraged differently. But you know,
but who couldn't that be said about though, Andrew? If you think about
it, exactly. No, you know? But I mean, I think that's the message of the show. The legacy that I'd like to honor, or the message I'd like to get out to everybody is, you know, I mean, go, you know, leverage your core skill sets, leverage them before it's too late, and like you said, as children, let's learn from
Sheldon, you know, from those Sherman. Parents. Rest in peace.
Thank
Andrew's
you.
Father, we dedicate the rest of the show to his memory. Andrew, I know you have many of those. I have of my father. My father has been gone for 9 years, and he's still with me. 20 till, right back after these messages. We're going to talk about how to exit your business successfully. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.